Welcome to the Gen Z Today podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Whitmer, founder and CEO of the How to Life movement. On Gen Z Today, we discuss practical ways you can boldly live and lead for Christ. Find out how you can have confident hope and make a difference for Jesus, especially when it comes to the Great Commission. Welcome to Gen Z Today. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Gen Z Today podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Whitmer, and I'm so glad that you're tuning in to this week's episode of Gen Z Today, where we have lots of conversations and talk about what it truly means to live and lead for Jesus in this generation. And so many of us in this generation, we want to make a difference. We just sometimes just don't know how or where to get started. And this is a conversation on this podcast where we talk about those things and just try to figure out how we can step out and lead and make a difference for the Lord and live for the Lord. Because a lot of us that are believers know Jesus, we're kind of just getting started trying to figure out, well, what does this journey entail and how can I truly be sold out for Christ in my life? And I have a really amazing friend of mine here on the podcast. You might remember him if you started listening to the podcast a while back. I've interviewed him before. He is one of, he's an amazing, amazing young leader for Jesus from England. Some of you know I interview a lot of my friends from England that are really awesome. This guy here, it was my first ever British guest, actually, a little over about a year ago when I interviewed him then. And make sure to check that episode out as well. But this week, I'm so excited to have with me in person this time interviewing Joel Harris from England. How are you doing, Joel?
Woo! I'm here in person. This time I get to see Jordan's lovely face whilst we do this podcast. Yeah, I'm doing good, thank you. I'm really good to be here.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that you think my face is lovely. yes, no, I'm glad, so glad we're here. We're hanging out in Minneapolis, and we've kind of had a fun little time. Your girlfriend, Emily, and I have been kind of running around America a little bit. And as of this recording, so far we have been... Where have we been?
We've been to Chicago. We had Chicago pizza, where the cheese is under the sauce.
Yes.
Where's
the cheese?
It's under the sauce.
Why?
It's from Chicago.
It's from Chicago.
It really blew my mind.
It's under the sauce. If you That's a TikTok meme. So.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Chicago pizza, it's like deep. It's deep, deep.
Yeah. It's like an inch thick.
Yeah. It's mental. And the cheese, as you would have probably realized, is under the sauce. So we went to Chicago. And then we drove.
What did we do in Chicago?
Went to church. It was great. We stayed at grandma's. Lovely woman.
Yes.
Really nice time. And we basically did a quick trip around Chicago. We cycled. It was amazing. I tried to be really cool and do a jump on the bike. And then my camera fell out and hit the ground because I was trying to be cool. A story for you kids. Don't try and jump on your bikes.
When you try to be cool... You will fail.
You will fail. You look very silly.
It's not about us being cool.
It's about Jesus being cool. Am I right?
Yes. Would be a good theme for a podcast. Maybe. But anyways, that's not this week's theme. We have another theme. Yes. Well, we went biking. Drove by the Cubs stadium, and then we kind of hit the road and drove. And you fell asleep.
I was a terrible passenger. Do you know how when you're on a road trip like that? The driver has a job, and their job is to drive, obviously. And then the passenger's job is to keep the driver awake.
Yes.
I didn't do that.
You did for the first half
of the
trip.
I did for the first half. Great.
And then you're like, I have something called jet lag. And yes, you have a 6-hour time change from England.
Yeah.
So your body thought it was like 3 a.m.
Yeah. It just went. It just was like,
it just hit you like a truck. Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm asleep.
I'm gone. So yeah, we drove and then we came to Minnesota. Was lovely. We're in Jordan's apartment. It's really nice to see where he hangs out. And we've had a good time. We've explored.
Yeah.
We've actually seen a lot of Minnesota. Minneapolis.
We've done all the, we've walked by the Mississippi River. We've gone by the St. Anthony Falls Bridge. And just kind of a lot of fun stuff. Yeah. We went to Mall of America.
Mall of America.
Yes, Joel made up a song about the Mall of America.
It's a really good song. So yeah, we went to Mall of America. I mean, in the Mall of America, if everyone's listening who maybe hasn't been here, there's a roller coaster park in the mall.
Yes.
So me, Jordan and Emily, we got three roller coaster rides and they were quite scary. I wasn't happy about it. And the last one was like, do you know, like vertical going up and you're just going up and going up. And I prayed a prayer. What I think most people do.
You were praying like, Lord, if this is your, I believe you have more work for me to do while I'm on earth. And I'm like, Joel, it's a roller coaster. You'll be
honestly
fine.
I felt like I was going to die.
Like the kids in front of you are fine.
Honestly, there was kids in front of us who were five who were just completely chill.
The only weird thing about going to the roller coasters and the theme park at Mall of America was the fact that all these kids, like it was basically us and a bunch of 5-year olds. Yeah.
It was really weird, but, and they were all a lot more brave than us, definitely. Well, me.
Yeah.
I was screaming.
I was fine. I'm Jordan like, was chill. This is
cool
easy.
Was a cucumber. We got to the top, and Jordan was like, ah, this is a vibe. And I was like, I'm not sure what vibe you like, Jordan, but my vibe's normally safety.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, Joel. Yeah. Emily also was not very scared, I don't think.
No, it was just me.
It's only you, yeah. But that's fine. To it's each fine. Their own.
Beers allowed.
Yeah, but you still went on them, and that's a big step.
Now that's a sad one. I saw the ferry.
I'll be proud of you for that. Oh,
bless you. Thank you.
Yes. So as you all know, Joel and I probably can tell, Joel and I have some fun banter. We originally met back in 2019 when I took the train to Ipswich, England, where Joel's from. And what is in Ipswich?
Honestly, there's two things. Goes for Ipswich. Two things. First is we have a football team that used to be good, and Ed Sheeran lives there. Those are the two things that like make Ipswich. But me and Jordan met in Nando's, and every time I've seen Jordan in the UK, Nando's has been involved. It feels.
That's true. If you've never been to England, you need to go to Nando's. Whenever you go to England, it's like a really famous place, and they have them all over England.
Yeah,
it's like South African, British, Portuguese
chicken, really good chicken
that's really popular in England for some reason.
No, I don't know why everyone. Just
I don't eat meat, so I don't like care about the chicken.
No, you have like the vegan option.
Yeah, but it's a nice vibe. Like I said, I'm about the vibe.
It's all about the vibes. It's all about the roller coaster.
No. Yes, Nando's on the roller coaster.
I'm not sure that would go down well.
That's the ultimate vibe. Yeah, no, like put on a little bib and like eat at the top of the roller coaster. That'd be funny. Oh, yeah, we met in 2019. Yeah. And I just remember back then being really encouraged, Joel, just by your heart for the Lord, your heart to want to reach your generation. I know I always become good friends with people usually who also have a heart for this generation. Sadly, I feel like not enough people do, but for those that do, it's amazing for us to come together and stick together and just prayerfully be like, how can we reach our generation? And I know your heart burns for Gen Z or Gen Z, as you might say in England, and as well as for America and for England and the world. And I know you've got a heart for social media ministry and just a lot of really, really unique, amazing things. And we've had definitely our fair share of adventures, both in England and here in the U.S. You've been to Atlanta. You came to the New Jersey How to Life retreat that we did. Ooh. And what happened there?
I lost my phone. It wasn't good.
Joel lost his phone in the snow. Then we all made memes about it.
Everyone made memes about it. I had an 8-hour flight back to the U.K. without my phone. That was a real low point.
That was the low point. But
it was good. We road tripped from Atlanta up to New York, went to Washington, went to South Carolina. It was a great time. I didn't fall asleep that time. I stayed awake.
Yeah, he stayed awake that time. And then in England, we've done some fun stuff. Most recently in November, we went to an Ipswich football game.
Yes, we did. I took Jordan to his first football game.
And I've been to football games, but not football.
Football games, like proper football, not the American
soccer football
stuff. No, the actual football.
Yes. You know, the England is the place where the term soccer originated.
Was it?
Yes.
But we don't say it anymore.
No.
Oh,
it's
mad.
Short for association.
Soccer's not short for association.
Yes.
Really? They're two very different words.
It comes from the word association.
Mad. Yes.
Anyways, moving forward, we are going to talk about our association with Jesus.
Oh, dear. That was a transition, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wow. No, seriously, though, like I said, your heart for the Lord's amazing. And I'm excited today, as we kind of get into this week's theme, we're talking about the idea of our theme for this week is don't conform, be transformed.
Yeah, yeah.
And that comes from Romans 12, one of the most amazing passages in all of scripture, I feel, and just talking about the idea of what it means not to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And Joel, I'm excited for you to share a little bit of your own story, your testimony, your hope story about how the Lord has given you hope, how the Lord has brought you from where you were before Christ until kind of the turning point, and then the difference that Jesus has made in your life. And can you just share with us a little bit of your own story and how you got to the point that you are today? And then I'm excited for us to talk about Romans 12.
Sure. So I was born like most people were. And then from that, we found out when I was four that I had a speech impediment and I was dyslexic. So going into primary school was a very hard time for me just because I didn't really learn well. And I was very different in that sense. So I remember in year six, I must have been like 10. Yeah, 10 or 11 for all the Americans out there. I was that age. And I remember crying every Friday because I'd get 0 out of 10 in my spelling test. So I always knew I was different and I didn't like that. And I felt very out of place. So going into high school, I knew I couldn't speak well. And I couldn't write well. And I was different. So I didn't really want to show people who I truly was because I got bullied in primary school. So I put on this mask in high school and hid behind this, being a very quiet, being a very shy, timid boy. Like on non-uniform days, I'd wear the blandest of clothes just not to stick out, just to try and hide behind the crowd. And I did that and it was really hard for me. I really struggled with that. If you've worn a mask for a long time, you realize how tiring and exhausting it is. And it's not life-giving when you're trying to be someone else. So when I was 13, I started watching YouTube. And I watched these YouTubers and I realized three things. They had money, everyone loved them, and they didn't have to go to school. I was like, oh, I want those three things. That sounds amazing. That sounds lush. So I started doing YouTube. And at the age of 14, 15, I was invited to my first meet and greet in Leicester Square, what's in London. So what happened there was a load of YouTubers turned up and there was a few viewers and you chat to them, you take photos and you just have a good time. And I was amazed because people were asking for my photo. It was a very weird, surreal experience. And from that place, I was put into this circuit of doing events, tours, gigs around the country where you'd have loads of singers and I would present. So I would be the presenter. We'd put on a show. And then after the show, we'd have a meet and greet where everyone would kind of take photos and talk to you. And it'd just be this complete vibe. And it was amazing. From the age of 14 to like 18, I was doing these gigs and people were asking for my photos. People were screaming my name. And for someone who so desperately wanted validation and affirmation because they felt left out, didn't feel normal, it was like a drug. Because I was getting these likes, I was getting these views, I was getting all these people wanting to take photos of me. I was getting affirmation for the first time. And it was amazing. I loved it. And it really, really damaged me. Because on my social media, my whole happiness became dependent on the social media likes. So if I got 2,000 likes one week, I was happy, I was gassed, life was amazing. But if the next week I got 1,000 likes, I was sad, I was down, I was unmotivated. So my whole mental health, my whole happiness went up and down, up and down, up and down, because it was so dependent on other people's affirmation and not on something else. So then from that place, I got to 18 and I just completely burnt out. I'd done these gigs for about 4 or 5 years. I'd been completely controlled by this social media game for that long. I just got to this really, really low point. And in that low point, I felt God saying, Joel, who are you doing this for? Who are you doing social media for? I'd known God my whole life. We're growing up in a Christian family. And I really felt God saying to me, hey, you say you love me, you say you want to share the gospel, but you're doing social media for yourself. Hmm. You're promoting your own name, not my name. What's that about? And it really hit me, and it really struck me. And after a while, I started to process it. I started to go, okay, I want to do social media for God. I'm going to start sharing the gospel. I was like, amazing. If I share the gospel on social media, because I'm doing it for Jesus, I'm just going to get 1 million followers straight away. That's how it works, isn't it? If you do something for God, you're just going to get success. And it didn't happen. Mm. It did not happen whatsoever. In the first year, I lost 70% of my audience from sharing Jesus. And it really hit me. I had to go through this time of working out how that felt. I chased these followers and I chased these likes and they were going. I was getting less and less. And I really felt God teach me what success looked like. So I'd always seen success and earthly success as likes, as followers. And that's what I was chasing. And it was actually when we were in New York doing the How to Life retreat and we got to invest in 60 young people for 3 days. It was just absolutely amazing. And I felt God going to me at that point. That's what success looks like. That's what success is. Being able to invest in people, be able to disciple them and mentor them and speak into their lives. So for me, it's in these teenage years, it was learning this journey of going from wanting to get earthly success of likes and followers to actually releasing that and going, I want to live for God. I want to live for what God's saying. I want to live for the success what God says is. So that's a bit of my story.
Wow. I love your story, Joel, and just how you were able to talk about how, yeah, like you were really passionate about the things of the world, not necessarily bad things, like you wanted to influence people and travel and do cool, fun stuff. And you had a lot of notoriety and a lot of influence. And that's can be a very good thing. Mm-hmm. But also, again, if that's not done out of the sense of what, the Lord is truly kind of trying to do through you or through us, then if it's just for our own glory, then it's not the right intention, not the right heart posture behind it. And I think so much of what the Lord wants from us is for our heart posture to be focused on Him and to live for Him with everything in our lives. Joel, can you share with us a little bit from Romans 12?
Yes.
These amazing verses about, like we said, this week's theme of don't conform, be transformed.
Which,
I mean, I didn't come up with that theme. Paul came up with that theme. we're quoting Paul. We're quoting the book of Romans, and it's really, really good. So, Joel?
Of course, yeah. So, this verse really struck me over the past few years. It's been a real part of me trying to work out what success looked like and transitioning from doing social media myself to God. And it's Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And for me, this really struck me because so often we live in this world where we are trying to conform to the patterns of this world. And as people, as teenagers, as people in Generation Z or Generation Z, depending on what part of the Atlantic you're from, there's a real big drive and real big pressure, isn't there, to conform, to wear the right clothes, to say the right things, to have the cool Instagram, to have the popping viral TikTok video, to share and be really cool. There's this pressure to fit into this mold society has given us. And depending on where we live in the world, that mold is different. But I think it's very fair to say most people listening to this will feel this pressure of conforming to the patterns of this world, no matter what it is, if it's with your finance or if it's with how you look or how you act or what job or what university you go. And this verse is telling us, hey, you don't need to conform. You don't need to be conformed to this world. This isn't the end goal. This isn't our final destination as Christians. And what Paul is saying, hey, instead of conforming to what's going on, let's be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And what does he mean by that when he says be transformed by the renewal of your mind? What he's talking about is that transformation in Christ. Do you know when you give your life to God, your world completely changes, your values change, how you act change, every part of your life does change because Jesus so completely transforms your life when you get to know him and you see him as your savior. So what Paul's going to hear is, hey, you don't need to conform to what this world is telling you to do. You can be transformed by the love and grace of Jesus. And actually, as Christians, you know, we live differently than non-Christians. We tithe. We give 10% of our money away. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds to non-Christians? Mm-hmm, giving someone else 10% was a lot. It's a lot of the stuff. As Christians, we choose to live our life in a different way. We don't do some stuff. We do other stuff. Every Sunday, we normally go to church. We normally give up a time. We are normally grace-filled and loving. As a Christian, we live differently. So what Paul is saying here, and what I really feel, is there's this pressure to live like everyone else lives. But when you're a Christian, actually your life changes. And when you're a Christian, you do live differently to other people. And your values are different. And the way you do life is different. And that is amazing. And that is incredible. And that is a testament to what Jesus has done in your life. And how we share the gospel in this is when people go to us, hey, your life's different. You do things differently. What's that all about? And that's when we share the gospel. When we go, actually, I don't need to conform to the pressure of doing life this way or acting this way or wearing these clothes because I'm loved, I'm saved, I am a son, a daughter of the King. I don't need to try and chase the affirmation of this world because I have the love of the Father.
Wow, wow. I think that's amazing, Joel, just the idea of how we can seek after the Lord and be truly sold out to him and his kingdom. His heartbeat, his message is just essential for each of us. And to think, how can we not conform? The world is going to say, do this, do that. And the Lord says, no, I have a higher call. We have a higher calling as followers of Christ. He wants us to, like, we are called to live for him, to be set apart, to be different, to be holy, and to not just do what society says. And when we are truly living for the Lord and seeking him and pursuing fruit in our lives and looking to see the Holy Spirit move, then that does make people say, why is Joel so different? Yeah. And I mean, you are different in some ways.
Thanks, mate.
but like, no, different in like a how you are different for Jesus sort of way. And that's like, why do you have this contagious energy of living for the Lord? And it's something that really causes people to think and just be like, you know, there's something special that Joel has that Jordan has that some of us haven't. It's like, well, why is that? And that we do need to be upfront too and just tell people about Jesus anyways. But we do need to both share the gospel with words. We also need to be people who just live it out in our lives. And because people will look at our lives, and if they hear us saying one thing and we're doing something different, then we're basically just conforming. And that's why we need to be transformed. And when we're transformed, it's so amazing. And So Joel, this has been amazing having this conversation about not being conformed, but being transformed. And do you have kind of like a final summary? What would you tell someone who, let's say they're like, you know, I want some wisdom on how to be transformed. What would you tell that person?
I think transformation comes from the inside out. So often we can think transformation is doing the right thing or acting the right way, but actually transformation starts with your heart. And actually, when you are transformed in your heart, when you are transformed in your soul, your outward appearance, your outward actions change. So if you're trying to be transformed, if you're really wanting to go for it, invest in quality and regular time with the Father. Make that a commitment of yours. Spend time with God, spend time in the Word, and giving space for transformation. Transformation isn't a quick thing. It is space. It is given time to slowly allow the Father to change you.
Yes, yes. I couldn't agree more. I think that we need to be transformed. We need to see that process take place and just know that, that the Lord has a plan amidst all of it. That's so amazing. And Joel, could you pray for the listeners and whoever's listening that the Lord might work in their life?
Yeah, Lord, thank you that you are good, and thank you that you give us the opportunity to be transformed. Thank you that we don't have to chase the worldly success or worldly patterns, but we can be transformed by you. Help us just to dive deeper into you. Help us just to get to know you more. And as we get to know you more, to be transformed by your love and your grace, Lord, help us to be transformed in our lives, to be different because of you, different because of how you've worked in our lives. Lord, protect everyone who is listening to this. Amen.
Amen. Well, this has been awesome, everyone. If someone wants to follow you on Instagram, Joel, which is funny that we talked about that. So, but if someone wants to follow you for the right reasons, because they want to be encouraged by your content you put out there. I know you're on Instagram. I know you've done some stuff on TikTok. What do you tell people if people are trying to follow you?
If you're on Instagram, it's Joel Harris UK.
Yes.
Jordan smiling to the UK. And then if you want TikTok, it's Year of Creativity 22.
Oh.
I gave myself a commitment this year to try and be more creative. So I've made a TikTok account to be accountable.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. So yes, Joel Harris UK on Instagram and Year of Creativity 22 on TikTok.
Aye.
Well, that's awesome, Joel. And yeah, like I said, make sure to tune in to last year's episode where I interviewed Joel. It was an amazing conversation then, and we're gonna have more episodes coming up here soon with Gen Z Today. If you don't follow yet the How to Life movement, How to Life is the ministry that sponsors the Gen Z Today podcast, and you can follow How to Life movement on Instagram as well as Gen Z Today podcast and Jordan Whitmer, that's me on Instagram,
follow Jordan. His stories are really fun. Jordan's one of the best people's stories. It's really good.
Thank you, Joel. I do love my Instagram stories. I try to keep it interesting, engaging, and funny. And I love the big world that God has made. And since I travel a lot, I try to capture those moments and feature really cool people. And that's what this podcast has really been about, trying to feature amazing people who are not amazing because of who they are, but because of what God has done in our lives. God makes us amazing, I guess, but not because we're amazing, because God's amazing. Yes. Yes. I'm making more stuff. Yes.
Right. We go.
Yes. Good stuff. But excited for you all to tune into more. Make sure to tune into more episodes. We have more episodes coming soon on Gen Z Today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. I invite you to subscribe, leave a rating or review, and tell your friends about the Gen Z Today podcast. Tune in each Wednesday for a brand new episode. On Instagram, you can follow at Gen Z Today Podcast, as well as my page at Jordan Whitmer. Gen Z Today is sponsored by How to Life Movement, with a mission to reach, disciple, and mobilize Gen Z young people for Christ. Gen Z Today and How to Life Movement are made possible because of the generous financial partnership of friends like you. To find out more, visit our website, genztoday.com. That website again is genztoday.com. See you next time on Gen Z Today.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.